During summer, we're so excited to plant vegetables, flowers, and fruit-bearing trees. I did that last summer. We enjoy doing it because for some, it's their exercise and hobby. For some, to make their gardens beautiful and refreshing. As experienced by farmers, not all of it grows and produces bountiful harvests. Along the way, they died or withered. This is also the picture of our faith, what we experience in planting and gardening. We can also experience in our journey of faith. Our surrounding affects our faith. Sometimes sickness, problems, difficulties may shake and not conducive to our faith. Our material world, riches, and worldly pleasures can choke our faith. So what we must do to nurture our faith? How do we make the seed of faith fruitful and the soil rich for bountiful harvests? One of the many ways of nurturing our faith is through prayer and constant dialogue or communication with the Lord. Personal and communal prayer help us to deepen our faith and strengthen our outlook in life amidst all anxieties and troubles. For example, as you pray the rosary, you meditate on the life of Jesus with Mary. When you take the Station of the Cross, you are reflecting and meditating on the life of Jesus along on the journey of His salvific act. When we attend Masses and other sacraments, we allow ourselves to be formed and developed according to God's plan, because God is with us and is speaking to us through the sacraments. Another aspect is listening to the word and keeping it in one's heart. When we are receptive and willing to listen, God's word can transform, convert, and change us. A receptive heart and open mind are always ready to hear what God wants to teach us through His Word. The ears of their heart and the eyes of their mind search out the meaning of God's Word for them so that it may grow and produce good fruits in their lives. They hear with a listening ear and teachable spirit that wants to learn and understand the intention of God's words for them. They strive to tune out the noise and distractions of the world around them so they can give their attention to God's word and find nourishment in it. They listen in order to understand. God's word has power to change and transform each one of us if we receive it with trust, a believing heart, and allow it to take root in our inner being. The depths of our heart, mind, and soul. So if we have that kind of heart and mind, it affects how we live and emanates in our relationship with others and produces a bountiful harvest of 100-fold. So my dear brothers and sisters, how do we cultivate and make our faith stronger? Are we listening attentively to God's word and follow them? So let us ask in this Eucharist that we may have a receptive heart and a willing mind to the word of God, and change us and be fruitful not only for our own selves but for others. Also, let us ask the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who will listen attentively to the word and treasure it in her heart, that like her, we may be faithful followers of Jesus every day, listening to the word and pondering it in our hearts. So, my dear brothers and sisters, it is not only to listen, but to act on it. Act on it every day.